Welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Conference call. To ask a question, you may press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Media Teleconference call of the season. This one today is Monday only. The following calls will take place each Tuesday throughout the regular season. Up first will be Arizona coach Sean Miller. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Dave Holler with the Arizona Republic.
Hey, Sean. Last year, going into the conference season, you guys were in a similar position, at least record-wise, where you are right now. I know it's a different team, but what feels different about this team going into the Pac-12?
Well, obviously, Doug, you know, like from our perspective, you know, 1 year is certainly different from the next. Every team seems to have its own personality. I would say a year ago, we came off of a 12-0 start. You know, we were in Hawaii over Christmas. I think one thing that was unique is, although we got away for a couple of days, in fact, we played 3 games in 4 days, the last one being on Christmas Day, it was almost like we didn't really have a true break going from non-conference to the beginning of conference. Our practices in particular weren't very good when we got back. And that really led into the start of us, I think, feeling good about ourselves, underestimating how difficult it is to compete inside of a conference like the Pac-12. And taking nothing away from the teams that we played a year ago early on, we weren't at our best, and it took us a while to kind of get things going. This year, to me, we have a team in large part because we have a number of players that went through that experience last year that I think are more prepared, that understand how difficult it is to win in the conference. I think they also understand that practices mean something, especially coming back from the Christmas break. And so far for us, so good. That's why we chose not to play a game after Christmas, so we could really change the page and focus on our conference and really make sure that we're practicing right, that we're healthy, and that we're focused going into the conference season. So I think comparing 1 year to the next, I can only go on kind of so far. And I would say at a similar time that we had a year ago, we're much more focused, much, much sharper, and I think more mature for what's to come.
John, how do you see the conference unfolding?
Well, I think it's going to be a really exciting 10 weeks or so leading to Vegas. You know, I think we have anywhere between 5 to 7 teams that I'm sure right now are talking about making the NCAA tournament. The depth of our conference has never been better since I've been the head coach at Arizona. And I just feel like every game that you play is going to be a real test. I think it's going to be difficult to win any game on the road. And I think that's the one thing that we're really preaching to our team, that, you know, every time that we lace them up, it's going to be a really, really difficult challenge because of how good our conference is.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Diane Poulsen, Los Angeles Times.
I'm working on a different kind of story about Andy Enfield and the jump from Florida Gulf Coast to a big conference like this. You made some jumps, not quite as big, but what do you think it's like being the first coach to win a 15-game seed game and win 2 games in the NCAA tournament and go from kind of nowhere to a conference like the Pac-12? How hard do you think it will be for him, or not hard?
I think Andy Enfield's an excellent coach, and he's a fantastic hire for USC and for our conference. I know he's already doing a great job on the recruiting trail, and it seems like he has his current team playing outstanding basketball. You know, I feel like they're maybe playing as well right now as any team in our conference. So we respect him. We respect USC a great deal.
Is it? Do you think it'll be difficult for him just to be noticed as the first 15 seed guy to make this kind of jump? Is that a big deal or not?
No, you know, I think that if you're an excellent coach, you're an excellent coach. If you're a tenacious recruiter or somebody who understands that side of it, no matter where you're located or what level you're coaching at, it translates. And I think that Andy will have great success at USC.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Sean, some of your defensive numbers are really good statistically. I just wondered, what are you seeing, both in games and when you look at video?
Well, I think we have a team, Bud, that's committed to that side of the basketball. I think so many times success, especially in a conference like we have right now, that there are so many good players, so many great coaches, and just teams that really are scoring at a very high level, that the separator will be what team on that given night that can still win when the ball isn't going in the basket. And that's the commitment on our end, that we're just trying to be the best defensive team that we possibly can. I think the one thing that stands out, if you watch our team, is we have good size on the court, sometimes great size, and we've rebounded the ball very well. And I think we have some experienced guards that, they've been through conference play, they're older, they've been through hundreds of practices, and, they kind of understand the difference between being a good defensive player and a great defensive player, how hard you have to work. And Nick Johnson and TJ McConnell have really done a good job as a backcourt embracing that. So many times that sets the tone for the rest of the team.
And also, could you assess Aaron Gordon to this stage, Sean?
Yeah, Aaron has a lot of expectations placed on him. I think all those freshmen that, are highlighted by national media, and deservedly so. It's a unique dynamic because they just got to college, yet they're the focal point seemingly every night, on the highlights. But on our end, to me, the greatest gift that Aaron Gordon has is what a great teammate he is, how hard he works. He's an easy guy to like, both as a teammate and I think as a fan, as an opposing coach, because he really plays the team game. He does what we ask him to do. He's not caught up in his own world as much as he is just trying to become a better player. And, no question, he rebounds the ball very well. He is an unbelievable passer for somebody his size. Defensively, he can guard multiple types of players, which gives us more depth. But I think, what makes him truly great is just what a great teammate he is.
Thank you.
Again, to ask an audio question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
There's no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Sean, thanks for your time, and good luck as we head into conference play.
Thanks, Dave.
You bet. We'll see you.